men. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that silently spreads, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. It is Tuesday, folks, 17 January 2017. And, you know, I don't very often do this. I relay private conversations I have with the public out there. They obviously shall go nameless. I don't want to embarrass anybody. But see if this sounds familiar to anybody. I received a call from a woman, 61 years old, been married almost 30 years, got a couple of kids and a husband that doesn't want to help, or is really not paying attention. And I've met a lot of people in my life that they figure as long as they don't pay it any due, well, then it's not going to affect me. You know, I have met over the years many people. I took a chance many years ago. We were giving a talk, and a woman and her husband showed up, and well, they were at wit's end, and they were ready to divorce. They were reconcilable points of view and difference and of opinion and all that. We were there for 2 days. What surprised me, after I'd spoken to him on that first day, look, you know, are you going to be stronger or weaker? Are you going to be stronger together or weaker apart? Is there not some common ground you can meet on in which to make some plans about what you both see may be coming your way? And none of it any good. And I was shocked and surprised the next day when they showed up with their family. And I think they had, if I remember correctly, 3 children, ranging from, I think, 5 to 8 years old. Young family. The previous day, I had just simply said to them that, look, I said, this might sound kind of harsh, but you guys are talking to me about a problem that you're having here. So I offered some advice to the man specifically, but I was talking to both of them and looking them both in the eyes. I said, you have a choice here. And I looked at the guy and said, if you're not happy with this stuff and you can't get cooperation for your wife, you know, you can always find another wife, but you can't necessarily go out and find another country. Well, lo and behold, as I said, they showed up the next day, and they had listened to what I had to say, and they talked that night. And they worked out the common ground issue. You know, what do we agree on here? Now, let's not, what we disagree on, let's not let that split us apart. What do we agree on? What do we see the problem? What's the best way to approach it? And that. So I don't get these requests very often. But this poor woman, 61 years old, Christian lady, she doesn't. She's wandering around in a parking lot, not wanting. I mean, she doesn't know which way to go. I mean, she. So my best advice to her was to find somebody of like mind and share some of your thoughts and your feelings with another like-minded person. Sometimes bouncing things off of another person helps. She sounds isolated, and I think past the point of being terrified, I think she's lost without any solution whatsoever. And she told me she's been praying and all that. I go, you know, I said, I understand that. I said, prayer is a good thing, but you know what? You've been given a rule book. You know we're right from wrong. You know, I have a tendency, with a known universe being 92 billion light years across, I have a tendency not to bother the good Lord with stuff that is pretty much stuff of our own creation. We're standing in our own cesspool, and we're complaining we don't like the smell. And I'm using that as a general statement about the condition that humanity constantly finds itself in. Isn't it amazing? Do you think that 7 billion people on the face of this planet, do you think there's a new scenario or something brand new that nobody has ever faced before? Oh, it comes in different guises. It comes in different threats. It may look different, but when you boil it down, it's really the same. And that we can look and see obvious, stupid mistakes that keep being repeated over and over again, but yet we keep repeating them over and over again. These kind of phone calls just reach in and will just rip your guts out. If that lady is listening right now, which I hope that you are, you said you were going to. Couldn't talk to her long. She actually called 15 minutes before airtime. But if you would like to call the office, Robin, are you listening to the program today? Yes, my friend out there on the East Coast. Would you be willing to take a little bit of time to see if you can't point this woman, hopefully in a better direction than she finds herself in now? That's the only thing in the spur of the moment that I know how to do. But you need to find somebody of faith, if that is your standard. And you need to talk to somebody that has come to conclusions that, obviously, my dear woman, you have not arrived at. So, with that being said, if you want to call into the network and Robin, out there in the East Coast, if you're listening to my program today, would you be willing to speak to this woman? That's the only thing I know what to do. I can't think of anything else. All right. You know, let's go kill Putin. Let's start World War III. Yeah, let's start something that's going to distract the nation away from its own incredibly serious problems, and let's go start a war with Russian people. Vladimir Putin. It wasn't Hillary's arrogance. It wasn't WikiLeaks with their emails. And folks, I hope you appreciate, understand, and realize if it was not for Julian Assange, we would have Hillary Clinton getting ready to walk into the White House here in 3 days. If you listen, and they're not the mainstream media, folks, you know, we're real good at doing this, aren't we? Building up the bad guys. Ooh, the terrorists. Ooh, the evil people gassing their own people, destroying their own people in their own country. Lie after lie, mischaracterization after mischaracterization. I mean, it's just on and on and on, and it never stops. Never. Well, Vladimir Putin has been talking, and evidently the press in this country has not been listening. Now, I'm going to play something for you. It's only 8 minutes and 6 seconds long, and it's from Sargent Report, sargentreport.com. And it talks about Vladimir Putin and actually gives you parts of the speech that he gave just recently in Russia. Now, I want to remind everybody that this is ex-KGB, formerly of the Soviet Communist Union. But to hear this man speaking from Russia, this is somebody that they want to kill? Oh my goodness. If you would, Mike, tender that pot and listen closely, because some of the comparisons are made between Vladimir Putin and Donald Trump because of their philosophy, what they believe in, what they don't want to happen.
Question: who, beside Donald Trump, is more loathed and maligned by the mainstream Mockingbird media? The answer, of course, is Vladimir Putin. And the last thing the Clinton, Soros, New World Order Mafia wants is closer ties between Russia and the United States. In fact, those that would rabble-rouse and beat the drums of war would like nothing more than conflict between the United States and Russia. What if I were to tell you that the same Mockingbird mainstream media that has covered up the global child pedophilia rings, including the Pizzagate story, is also refusing to report about Vladimir Putin's knowledge of the elite's penchant for pedophilia? In his 2016 Christmas speech, Vladimir Putin dropped some bombshells on the New World Order that were completely ignored by the mainstream U.S. press. And in his Christmas speech, we see some startling similarities between Putin and Trump, both of whom seem to recognize the fact that the New World Order powers are aligned against sovereign states, aligned against Christianity, aligned against traditional morals, and aligned against the family. In his incredibly important speech, Putin says, "We see that many Euro-Atlantic states have taken the way where they deny or reject their own roots, including their Christian roots, which form the basis of Western civilization. In these countries, the moral basis and any traditional identity are being denied. National, religious, cultural, and even gender identities are being denied or relativized. There, politics treats a family with many children as equal to a homosexual partnership. Faith in God is equal to faith in Satan." And guys, here's the Pizzagate DC pedo ring bombshell that Putin dropped. And I quote, "The excesses and exaggeration of political correctness in these countries indeed leads to serious consideration for the legitimization of parties that promote the propaganda of pedophilia. Putin clearly knows about the elite's penchant for pedophilia, and Tom DeLay himself has warned the American people."
Well, we've already found a secret memo coming out of the Justice Department. They're now going to go after 12 new perversions, things like bestiality, polygamy, having sex with little boys and making that legal.
Putin continues, "The people in many European states are actually ashamed of their religious affiliations and are indeed frightened to speak about them." Guys, as a side note, for those who've never read the Protocols of the Elders of Zion, which is claimed to be nothing more than a hoax or a forgery, I'd encourage you to read those protocols and then consider the war that is being waged that Putin is describing in this speech, and then ask yourself, is something behind the scenes driving this agenda? And do Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin stand in some opposition to it? Putin says Christian holidays and celebrations are abolished or neutrally renamed, as if one were ashamed of those Christian holidays. With this method, one hides away the deeper moral value of these celebrations. And of course, he's referring to the birth of Jesus Christ and the rebirth of the human race through the blood of Jesus Christ. Putin says, "And these countries try to force this model onto other countries globally. I am deeply convinced that this is a direct way to the degradation and primitivization of culture. This leads to deeper demographic and moral crisis in the West. What can be a better evidence for the moral crisis of a human society than the loss of its reproductive function? And today, nearly all developed Western countries cannot survive reproductively, not even with the help of migrants. Without the moral values that are rooted in Christianity and other world religions, without rules and moral values which have formed and been developed over millennia, people will inevitably lose their human dignity. We can see the degradation of family in our own society tearing us apart. Putin stands in opposition to that degradation. And yet the mainstream mockingbird media would label this man an enemy of humanity and an enemy of the United States. Putin continues, and we think it is right and natural to defend and preserve these moral values. One has to respect the right of every minority to self-determination, but at the same time, there cannot and must not be any doubt about the rights of the majority. And here's where Putin starts to sound a lot like some of the things Donald Trump said when he was running for president. Quote, at the same time as this process at a national level, we observe on an international level the attempts to create a unipolar, unified model of the world, to relativize and remove institutions of international right and national sovereignty. Trump himself has said the number one way to preserve peace and prosperity is through the sovereign state.
We will no longer surrender this country or its people to the false song of globalism. The nation state remains the true foundation for happiness and harmony. I am skeptical of international unions that tie us up and bring America down. And under my administration, we will never enter America into any agreement that reduces our ability to control our own affairs.
And the sovereign state stands in stark opposition to the Rockefeller, Rothschild, Soros desire for a new world order, one world government. Putin says, in such a unipolar, unified world, there is no place for sovereign states. Such a world would need merely vassals. And when he refers to vassals, think of the way the EU is set up. Thank goodness it's falling apart. But the EU has unelected bureaucrats in Brussels that supersede democracy, that supersede the will of the people, and that in turn only enforce the tyranny of the banking elite, which controls the EU. And in this clip, Putin concludes, from a historical perspective, such a unipolar world would mean the surrender of one's own identity and of God-created diversity. Guys, when he says the surrender of one's own identity, it is exactly what the New World Order wants. It wants to cloud the lines between men and women, between right and wrong. It wants willing subjects that will bow down before the technological beast system of one world government, of one world currency, of the will of the banking elite, the satanic banking elite, as exemplified by Pizzagate, by Pedogate, by Jimmy Savile, and those that would cover up the crimes against children. The most important part of this speech, and I'll allow Putin to say it in his own words.
Политкорректности доходит до того, что всерьез говорится о регистрации партий, ставящих своей целью пропаганду педофилии.
Thanks for watching. And for real news 24/7, visit us at sgtreport.com.
Ephesians 5:11.
Yeah. This is somebody that the West needs to destroy, Vladimir Putin. And understand the world of which Vladimir Putin came out of. I have not heard any other world leader talking in this fashion, have you? Including our own. So this is a guy that we want to eliminate because Russia is the number one threat on this planet. Wow. I was watching. Mike, did I send it over to you, or did I just watch and forget to send it over? The British Parliament actually openly discussing Bilderberg and who was in attendance. Oh my God. Even the Parliament over in England knows who pulls the strings, and they're openly talking about it. Brexit, not a minute too soon. Globalism.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org, smash that donate button like Russian peacekeepers smashing through the Azov neo-Nazi terrorists in the Donbass.
I don't think you can explain politics without looking at Jewish power any more than you can explain physics without dealing with gravity.
9/11 was a jointly conducted covert operation that involved multiple states, the Saudis, the Israelis, and what you could call the deep state in the United States.
With anti-Semitic remarks.
yeah, you're jiggling juice, we used to say, the dancing Israelis.
So even the Republicans now are compromising, and they're pushing issues that are destructive to the white race.
They would always say, like, are we just going to talk about this stuff on the radio? Like, what are we going to do about it?
Either we force the democracy to work by actually getting the ballot access, getting the candidates, getting in office, getting our message out there to the people, or we expose just how undemocratic it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
The secret to aging like fine wine is in the vines. Syrah grape seeds and skins contain high levels of flavonoids and resveratrol. Fermentation breaks these organic compounds down into smaller molecules, penetrating these therapeutic ingredients deeper into the skin, delivering faster and more effective results. Our handmade fermented skincare products are formulated with all natural ingredients and do not contain any phthalates or parabens. Similar products can cost as much as $180. At Natural Earth Medicine, we source our ingredients from local Arizona vineyards and cold process our oils to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality product in its purest form. Learn more at our website and try our fermented skincare products today. Visit naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org, smash that donate button like Russian peacekeepers smashing through the Azov neo-Nazi terrorists in the Donbass.
I don't think you can explain politics without looking at Jewish power any more than you can explain physics without dealing with gravity.
9/11 was a jointly conducted covert operation that involved multiple states, the Saudis, the Israelis, and what you could call the deep state in the United States.
With anti-Semitic remarks.
yeah, you're jiggling juice, we used to say, the dancing Israelis.
So even the Republicans now are compromising, and they're pushing issues that are destructive to the white race.
They would always say, like, are we just going to talk about this stuff on the radio? Like, what are we going to do about it?
Either we force the democracy to work by actually getting the ballot access, getting the candidates, getting in office, getting our message out there to the people, or we expose just how undemocratic it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
That's 1-855, the number 2, keep it today.
The emails that Putin really hacked, and I am just the good thing about this. Now, there's always an upshot, no matter how dark and dank and gloomy it looks. There is always, if you know what to look for, there's always something good that comes out of these scenarios. And the one thing that's good about the Donald Trump phenomenon and what has transpired in the last 18 months in this country is this. You will know your enemies by the fruit that they bear. And man, is this bearing a lot of fruit. Rotten, stinky, that's okay. Self-proclaim yourself to be the enemy and then get out there and keep blabbing your stupid mouth. Yeah. Real smart. You know, I hope people pay attention to some of the things that I say, because I wouldn't say them on the air if I didn't believe them to be absolutely true. Yeah, the one major thing that stalled off Hillary Clinton from getting in the White House, yeah, most assuredly, as I said, Julian Assange and WikiLeaks. And I do believe the man when he said, look, if I had salacious information on Donald Trump and it could be proven, that would be out there as well. What was the best they could do with the guy? Oh, the crotch-grabbing thing. Oh, this conversation he had with one of the Bushy boys. Oh, boy. Yeah, real indictment. Did he do anything like that? They just threw everything at him that they could, trying to make him look deplorable and guy with no morals or no ethics whatsoever. And they kept pounding it, pounding it, pounding it. It didn't work. And as I said, the arrogance factor being the Achilles heel, that's Hillary Clinton upset. Now she says she wants to run and take de Blasio's spot in New York City. Really, Hillary? And why is it that Obama just pardoned this guy that has given away state secrets? He had a 35-year prison sentence, and he's going to get out in May. Oh, that's right. I'm talking about the soldier that couldn't make up his mind what sex he was. They're now referring to her as being a she that's locked up in Fort Leavenworth. But you notice there's not a word about Hillary. And I thought this exact same thing, and somebody echoed it in the office today. How can you excuse Hillary? How can you pardon her when she's not been charged? Very good point. So Obama can't do anything for Hillary. And I said before, the IG, the Inspector General, has the ability to look at all these various agencies and departments, up to and including, that's right, State Department, Secretary of State, so on. Do you think Hillary is going to get a free ride on this one? I've got a sneaking suspicion that she's not. Because if you're going to drain the swamp, you've got to drain the swamp of the criminals that have been acting as criminals. And, well, they've got a good old boy policy up there in Washington, D.C. You scratch my back, I'm going to scratch yours. If one of us gets in trouble, well, we've got a cover for the other guy. And here we are in the lurch, flapping in the wind with a country that really doesn't have a future because we have been buried in debt and corruption to the degree that I scarcely even believe it. Folks, I don't even want to believe it. I know it's real, it's true, it is factual, but I don't want to believe it either. But I know it's true. I know it's as true as I'm sitting here right now. So if there's going to be any swamp draining, the criminals have to be put on notice. And here comes an opportunity for all of those that have kept your head bowed in silence, that didn't raise your voice in protest, that didn't quote-unquote whistleblow, that you've been a part of something for so many years you cannot stand it, but you don't know what else to do. Well, here's your chance. All you little Phoebes that have been watching your great giant of a man, Mr. Comey, make a complete ass out of himself. You know what the FBI's been doing. You know it better than we do. You've been a part of it. It is now time for good men to come to the aid of their country. Now. You think you intelligence guys think you got it nailed down? You better watch your backs.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's the obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Medical.com, NutraMedical.com, for the whole family.
Charles R. Smith over at SoftWar calls his entry here "Security Last," a message from our founder and CEO. He says the real email scandal lies neither within the Democrat Party nor the careless confines of John Podesta's Gmail account. The real scandal is buried inside the emails sent by Hillary Clinton over her homebrew server. The FBI quietly released a number of documents detailing their investigation into Hillary's emails, and it reveals what Vladimir Putin must already know, that the Secretary of State provided Moscow with a plethora of fine intelligence information. The FBI report noted that the kind of classified information Russia certainly obtained involved secret details from the CIA, the NSA, the Department of Defense, the FBI, and the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency. Yes, folks, there is actually a National Geospatial Intelligence Agency. This last little-known agency provides photos and intercepts of foreign communications obtained by the trillion-dollar network of U.S. satellites. Thus, Hillary's emails gave the Kremlin crucial details to foil our satellites, blinding them from imaginary and making them deaf to high-level communications intercepts. The Russians are certainly already making use of the information. The U.S. intelligence officials are certainly aware that the Clinton leaks are the root cause to their sudden deaf, dumb, and blind space-based assets. Another key element is that much of Hillary's email data involved the actions of foreign governments. The FBI reports noted that good portions of her emails were no foreign or not to be released to any foreign national. In addition, some of the secret emails involved the so-called Five Eyes of the alliance of the UK, Australia, Canada, New Zealand, and the US. This kind of critical data usually indicates a military flavor, since the Five Eyes partnership is a military pact, something I'm sure the Russian Army and Navy would enjoy. And this is one of the emails that were found. FBI and USIC classification reviews identified 81 email chains containing approximately 193 individual email exchanges. They were classified from confidential to top secret levels at the time the emails were drafted on unclassified systems and sent to or from Clinton's personal server. Of the 81 email chains classified at the time of transmittal, 68 remain classified. 12 of the email chains classified by state as secret or confidential were not among the approximately 30,000 emails provided to the state and the FBI by Williams and Connolly. In addition to state-classified equities, the investigation determined the 81 email chains contained classified equities from five other USIC agencies: the CIA, the DOD, the FBI, the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency, which from this email, it says it's an NGA, and National Security Agency, NSA. The 81 classified email chains contain 8 email chains classified top secret, 37 email chains classified secret, and 36 email chains classified confidential at the time they were sent. Of these email chains, 7 email chains contained information associated with a special access program. 3 emails contain compartmented information. Of the 81 classified email chains, 36 email chains were determined to be non-releasable to foreign governments, and 2 were considered releasable only to 5 allied partners. 16 of the email chains classified at the time the emails were sent were downgraded in current classification by USIC agencies. And this is really true, folks. This stuff was put out there. It was just floating around in cyberspace for anybody to grab. As it was once said, a 5-year-old familiar with emails and how to really work a computer wouldn't have needed any hacking, just a path to the information. So how was Moscow made aware of Hillary's email account? The answer to this question is easy. By her own hand. Clinton often used her unsecure email via her unsecure BlackBerry phone while outside the U.S. The FBI could not determine exactly where Clinton sent her emails from. The State Department refused to supply an hour-by-hour accounting of the whereabouts of the Secretary of State while she traveled. It is known, however, that Hillary sent and received emails from President Obama's classified email address while traveling in Russia. In response, Hillary told the FBI she received no particular guidance as to how she should use President Obama's email address. I have the experience, she said during her campaign. Really? Really? Let me see. You were First Lady, and then you were Senator of New York, and then you were Secretary of State, and then you were a candidate to run for president in 2016. And she did not know. Yeah, there's a qualified person ready to take the reins of our government. Now, one can safely assume that the Russian GRU and the FSB intelligence services were adept enough to monitor all communications from visiting Secretary of State. In fact, for them not to monitor Clinton while she traveled across the Russian landscape would have been very much out of character. Folks, it's the same thing that we do with Russian diplomats and Russians in this country. We track and trace them, and we watch them very closely. Okay? Standard operating procedure. Yet Clinton even took the time to send an email to her aide, Huma Aberdeen, and I never thought I was going to have to ever say that name again, while tooting around St. Petersburg. Her personal BlackBerry phone, the source of the emails and the communications protocols used by her email system, made it all but impossible to miss her login and ID and password. Still, Clinton also provided ample opportunity for various intelligence agencies to listen in on her email chains while at work inside D.C. She would often take her BlackBerry into the State Department office, despite the fact that regulations prohibit carrying unsecure electronics into the mahogany row, nickname for the floor of the ruling elite. Clinton ignored this regulation by stepping outside her office and onto the balcony to exchange emails. As any ham radio geek with a Radio Shack degree can tell you, stepping out into the open where you are visible from a number of other locations makes you a virtual sitting duck to cell phone hacking. Even amateur cell phone hackers with little more than a cobbled-together radio-equipped laptop and a coffee can antenna can intercept your cell phone, hack it, and watch everything going on if you are standing in the line of sight. It wasn't as if the Department of State or the NSA didn't offer her secure devices. In fact, Clinton turned down all offers to get off the BlackBerry. Clinton even took the time to delay the installation of a new email system that recorded all emails for FOIA purposes. Gee, I wonder why she didn't do that. The State Department electronic boys were basically told to install the new email system everywhere except for Clinton and her high-level appointees. Sounds like a recipe for disaster, doesn't it? That's what Hillary Clinton is. It's a walking, talking disaster. The FBI was not able to determine if Clinton's BlackBerry or other mobile devices were hacked because, well, she couldn't find 13 of them to turn over. And according to the documents, Clinton would become frustrated with a new model of her BlackBerry phone and eventually dump it in favor of the older one, which she could use. The newer BlackBerry, which contained copies of emails and all of her login information, would often disappear into some unknown universe and would never be seen again. This is another one of the emails that was out there just floating around. Monica Hanley, a former Clinton aide, often purchased replacement BlackBerry devices for Clinton during her tenure at State. Hanley recalled purchasing most of the BlackBerry devices for Clinton in AT&T stores located in Washington, D.C. area. Whenever Clinton acquired a new mobile device, Cooper was usually responsible for setting up the new device and syncing them to the server. Aberdeen, and there has been a name redacted out of here, and Hanley also assisted Clinton with setting up any new devices. And according to Aberdeen, it was not uncommon for Clinton to use a new BlackBerry for a few days and immediately switch it out for an older version, which she was more familiar with. Clinton stated that when her BlackBerry device malfunctioned, her aides would assist her in obtaining a new BlackBerry, and after moving to a new device, her old SIM cards were disposed of by her aides. Cooper advised he sometimes assisted users, including Clinton, when they obtained a new mobile device by helping them back up data from the old device before transferring it to the new device and syncing the new device with Clinton's server. Aberdeen and Hanley indicated the whereabouts of Clinton's devices would frequently become unknown once she transitioned to a new device. And Cooper did recall two instances where he destroyed Clinton's old mobile devices by breaking them in half or hitting them with a hammer. Not just two of them, folks. There was over a dozen of them. And they were nice enough to do the backups on the new SIM cards and send it right along. Now, let's make your eyes really water here. Clinton did not know her login and password to get into her email account, so she relied on her staff to enter the data into her BlackBerry. Not only did the 13 missing devices have her login information, but so did most of her staff. She also shared her login and password with her staff to print emails that she requested. So Hillary's email account was logged into form from various locations by various people at various times, further compounding an already ridiculous security nightmare. Huma Aberdeen would often be asked by Hillary to print important classified emails. However, since the State Department email system did not allow printing, gee, I wonder why, for obvious security reasons, Huma would forward the classified emails to a personal Yahoo account to her husband Anthony Weiner's account so she could print them. The fact that a recent hack of Yahoo breached over 1 billion email accounts and Anthony Weiner's laptop contained a large number of Clinton emails should be enough to make any national security officer scream and pound their head on the desk repeatedly. Was there evidence that Hillary was hacked? Oh, yeah. Were there breaches on her email server? And there were numerous attempts to do the same kind of phishing, sucker emails that struck gullible John Podesta. Yeah. Enter your password. What's your password? Password. One breach was so severe that the Clinton IT guy actually had to shut the email system down, a futile and very amateur way of trying to protect it that actually could embed the very hacker virus programs he was trying to keep out. These breaches, the attempts to get past the poor security and the phishing emails, are indicative that someone outside the Clinton bubble was trying to get in. However, since the Clinton server was cleansed of all data, you know, bleached, remember that one? The FBI could not examine it to see if there was an actual breach. And folks, this is based on the idea that, that information was just on that hard drive and it's just been destroyed, so it's gone forever. Are you listening, NSA boys? There isn't any data that you guys cannot retrieve? Mm-hmm. But maybe they don't want to. Clinton received another phishing email reportedly sent from the personal email account of a state official, name redacted. Three email containing a potentially malicious link. Clinton replied to the email, again, redacted. Is this really from you? I was worried about opening it. Whole sentence redacted here. In a separate incident, redacted, Aberdeen sent an email to redacted indicating Clinton was worried someone was hacking into her email. Given that she received an email from a known redacted associate containing a link to a website with pornographic material. How, that was just her husband, Hillary. There is no additional information as to why Clinton was concerned about somebody hacking into her email account or if the specific link referenced by Aberdeen was used as a vector to infect Clinton's device. Now we got two sentences totally redacted out here. Open source information indicated if open, the targeted user, the device may have been infected, and information would have been sent to at least three computers overseas, maybe even including one in Russia. Still, it's worth noting that the email system could also have been breached from within, folks. For example, the Clinton IT guy, Justin Cooper, was accused by Chelsea Clinton of implanting hacker software on various computers attached to the Clinton server, as well as monitoring emails to ex-President Clinton. Now, clearly, Moscow not only had the opportunity to hack Clinton's email system, they also had various means to do so, both electronically and by blackmail or payoff of a member of a loyal but underpaid staff. Money, money, money. Everybody's got their price. None of whom were cleared to view top secret U.S. government data. And Smith finishes off by saying, now, I haven't mentioned the missing laptop with all of Hillary's emails or the missing USB drive with all of Hillary's emails. For that, I need to write another article after finish beating my head on the desk. I will cover some of those gruesome details in our next exciting episode. Ooh, the cover-up. Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton. That's a good question. How do you pardon somebody that's not been charged? And there, people haven't been beaten a path to, the Department of Justice for obvious reasons, right, Ms. Lynch? But after this team is shoved out the door, and you got the IG nosing around and recommends to the other officials soon to take office, do you think Donald Trump is going to pardon Hillary Clinton? Folks, I'm telling you, the vinyl is being sucked up off the chairs in Washington, D.C.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
HempPaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit HempPaste.com/RBN.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. And one of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Promo code TALK.
John in Michigan. Hello, John.
Hello, John. That was really great stuff on Hillary.
Yeah.
I'm at your website. Is that on the website?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Okay. I'll definitely pass it on down the line. And there were a couple of questions that came to mind while I was listening to you talk, and most of them, one was in regards to the uranium in Oregon that was sold to Putin by Hillary's company, Canada. And isn't that the area where that farmer was attacked and all of the all that was going on?
Strangely enough, and the other prime player out there in Nevada, Harry Reid, well, he's stepping out of office. He thinks he's going to ride off into the sunset of the West, being untouched here. I'm telling you, John, there's a lot here of collusion, you know, conspiracy, all sorts of criminal acts all over the place, and they're hoping to God that this stuff does not come to light. You know, this.
Oh, I know, and even the Bushes, I remember in Houston when they had their first primary speeches and Trump's name was announced, so old Bart Bush ran his finger across, his index finger across his throat, you know, and those people usually mean business when they do, you know, their promises and threats. That was one thing that concerned me. And all of that's been really toned down, the Oregon thing and the Bundy thing. You don't, I'm hoping that that does come to light a day again. And but did Putin take this as a payoff, or was she just setting us up for failure by giving everything away like her husband?
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, the news media doesn't even seem fit that it's proper to report on what Obama did, locking up more public lands and putting them under the guise of governmental control, compounding an already serious problem that has not been resolved, and this has been raging for 50 years.
Right. Right. Clinton, when he was in office, allowed the Chinese to come into our patent office and raid it of everything, and they still have the option to go into it with our current and previous administration.
Well, and Clinton also made sure that he locked up the lowest sulfur content out there in the Rocky Mountains areas in Utah.
Right.
That's exactly right.
So Indonesia, his buddy in Indonesia, would have the market on it.
Yeah.
So all of that, I hope, can be exposed in reverse, I'm hoping. It doesn't sound like it was done with any type of legitimacy. That can be reversed. And then one other thought.
Well, John, there's something I got to interject here. You know, while the politicians come and go, and we really do need term limits to keep these assets out of Washington and building their power base and entrenching themselves on all sorts of committees to control information that gets let out, they've got a problem here because these...
I'll hand over, John.
Okay, because these career asshats in the intelligence communities, in the Pentagon... They're there for years and years and years. So to pop in a new fresh face and like popping fresh from Pillsbury here, little doughboy, to expect monumental things to happen with one change of a politician occupying an office is ridiculous just from the outset. But what these people are afraid of, that they finally got somebody in the White House that is going to expose this collusion and these cover-ups and the rip-offs and the deep state that has been operating for close to 60 years. That's why these intelligence guys are squirming around right now.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com. or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.